This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant and Lou Brings Orchestra and Al's guests.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come
I'm going to cheer myself up, and I hope you too, with a song that has stood up through the years. Okay, Lou, Cry on My Shoulder. Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all. While they're waiting, the banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's the good ship, Robert E. Lee, that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Yeah, that music and song, it's simply great for me. Waiting on the levee, waiting for Robert E. Lee. Thank you, boy. Them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great. Me waiting on the levee. Waiting for the robber.
Ready, Ken?
Yes, Oscar.
Lou Bring?
I'm ready.
Here comes Al. Let's start. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Asa. Happy birthday to you.
Jesus gets me. Thank you, everybody. But tell me, Oscar, how did you know it was my birthday?
Well, it was so hot here in NBC today, I complained about it.
Yeah?
They told me that the heat came from the candles on your birthday cake.
Yeah, even I couldn't get near it to blow it out.
Al, on the occasion of your birthday, I'd like to repeat something that I've said many times before. You're still the greatest entertainer of them all.
Gee, thanks. I'm getting so many compliments tonight. Now, Oscar, it's my turn, if you don't mind, to throw a bouquet at you.
Don't do it. I can't stand anyone saying nice things about me.
Okay. Then I won't have to make anything up.
I'm touched. That was my chance to get sentimental, and I took it. What becomes of you now, Al? Have you got a job?
Well, not exactly, but television is calling, you know.
Did you answer?
No, they aren't calling loud enough. You know, Oscar, there's one little thing that bothers me tonight. I think you forgot to remember my birthday, you know.
You're wrong, Al. I did remember. Instead of giving you a pair of suspenders or one of those sweaters you wear that look like an ad for Revlon nail polish, I... Thank you. At any rate, I decided to play the second movement of the Greek concerto.
All right, go ahead, Oscar. Fine present. I need the Greek concerto like Rita Hayworth needs unemployment insurance.
And if you are
tonight we have a young lady with us who isn't from show business, but she's beautiful, young, and talented. She's a soprano soloist from Chicago. And when I heard about her wonderful voice, I invited her to join us here this evening. Here she is, Miss Adele Norman.
Thank you, Mr. Jolson. It's a thrill for me to be on your program, and I hope someday I can sing like you.
Oh, now, honey, it wouldn't sound right for a pretty little girl like you to sing baritone, you know. Now, you go ahead and sing Vincent Yeoman's Through the Years, which I heard you do so beautifully.
Will you do me a favor?
Sure, Ken. What is it?
How about letting me in on a big secret and telling me your real age?
Of course I will. I'd be happy to do it. Ken, I'm 36.
36? But Al, Jack Benny claims he's 39. I always thought Benny was younger than you.
No, Ken. Benny is older. He just looks younger because he has a sponsor for next season. Oh.
Regardless of your age, Al, there's no one who can sing like you.
Watch out, Ken. You're still working for Bing Crosby, you know.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, well, let me put it this way. No one of your age can sing as well as you can.
Translated, folks, that means I sing better than Victor Moore. Well, come here, Ken. I'll give you a sample. Now, here's my version of Why Can't You Behave from Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate. Why can you behave oh, why
the promises that you gave. Why? And you behave.
Oh, baby, baby, baby.
Why? And you be good. And do just as you should. Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? There's a farm I know near my old hometown. Where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you
forever.
Cause you're all in this world I crave. But why can you behave?
Oh, behave, baby.
Van, is it true that Jolson is leaving radio?
That's right, Groucho. Didn't you see the announcement about Jolson going off the air?
Well, then I'm just the man Jolson will want to see. I've got some business opportunities for him that should make him independently poor.
Here he comes.
Well, hello, Groucho. How are you, boy?
Hello, hello, Al. It's good to see a strange face among all these familiar people. Here, LeVan, open up this Elgin American compact and take a powder. Now, Jolson, how would you like to be a traveling salesman?
I don't want to do any traveling. I want to stay home with my wife.
Al, I've got a better idea. You travel and I'll stay home with your wife. Now, the first thing a salesman needs is a new car.
Well, naturally.
I just happen to have a nice sedan that's a steal at $300, and I ought to know because I'm the one that stole it.
Well, I'm not buying, so don't waste your time.
But it's a great car. It's a new 1920 Hudson. The only car that steps down and gets under you. This car is complete with all accessories. It has a nice bumper in front. It takes a size 34 pedestrian.
A car with just a bumper in front. How about the rear of the car?
My Aunt Sadie sits way back and wears a bustle. Jolson, you've got to buy this car. Think of the fun you can have going on long rides.
Well, how far can you go on a gallop?
Well, that depends on the girl.
What? Now, look at it.
Forget it, Groucho. Off of the court, huh?
Well, wait a minute. Forget it, Groucho. I am not.
Or a fifth, huh?
Now, will you wait a minute? Now, wait a minute now.
Don't keep me hanging on these straight lines, Al.
I'm not buying a second-hand car.
This is a good car, Al. I'll let you in on a little secret.
Yeah?
Gypsy Rose Lee used to own it.
Gypsy Rose Lee used to own it?
Yeah.
How'd you find out?
Every time the car hears music, it strips its gears. Jolson, I'm not here to bandy words with you.
Yeah.
How would you like to go into the ice business? I have 4,000 tons of ice.
What would I do with 4,000 tons of ice?
You could melt it up. It makes swell water.
Now, Groucho, look, if I go into any business while waiting for television, it'll have to be something that can use my talent. I happen to be known as a singer, you know.
Yes, it's funny how that happened. Al, would you consider a job at a self-service nightclub?
I've worked in clubs.
I know.
Good ones in Frisco, all over, years ago, you know.
On the curb.
Oh, sure. Las Vegas, too. But anyway, years ago, I sang in a wonderful nightclub. Every night, we serve a different food.
It says lavish place here, huh?
Yeah, well, I cut it out. But anyway. I'll get this joke in if it kills me. Well, anyway.
Well, it probably will.
Every night.
Why didn't you want to say lavish place, huh?
Huh?
Not good enough for you, lavish place, huh? Three writers slaving all week, and you cut out their words as soon as you...
I don't know what lavish means. Well, anyway, every night we serve a different food.
I don't know what it means either, but it sounds...
All right, we'll go back to it.
Okay.
Years ago, I sang in a very lavish place. All right?
Hey, you've been in that place a long while, haven't you?
Well, every night they serve a different food, and the waitresses wore costumes that went with the dinner. On the night we had roast beef, they wore English costumes.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to say.
Lavish place. On the night we had enchiladas, the girls wore Spanish costumes.
How spicy.
Well, we finally got closed up.
Well, how come? Andy, you're looking for two other fellas. How come?
Well, I gotta go back to it again.
Yeah.
One on the night we had roast beef.
You going back and work in that place again?
In the lavish place.
Well, they closed it up. I forgot to tell you.
Let me get this, will you?
Okay.
On the night we had roast beef, they wore English costumes.
Yeah.
On the night
oh,
we
nice.
Had...
You'll get the same ad lib from me no matter how many times you say.
On the night we had enchiladas, the girl was Spanish, Doctor.
How spicy.
We finally got closed up.
Well, how come?
The chef forgot and served oysters.
Well, how come?
The chef forgot to serve raw oysters.
Nothing. Jolson, how'd you like to buy a laundry?
Oh, a laundry's a good business.
Jolson, I'm not going to swindle you with an old-fashioned hand laundry where they just wash hands.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to swindle you. I'm going to swindle you with one of those stores filled with washing machines.
You mean a laundromat?
What do you know about laundromats?
Well, I took my laundry to one of those places once, and I met a beautiful girl at the next machine. I was so excited, we got our bundles mixed. And today, I'm the only man in Encino who wears black lace undies.
Likely story and probably true. I'll never forget the first time I took my bundle to the store. I met a gorgeous blonde.
Yeah?
Oh, Al, it was wet wash at first sight.
Did you strike up an acquaintance?
Yes, I passed her my soap chips, and I asked her if she cared to have a pinch of my Lux.
That did it, huh?
No, she just went on washing, pausing only long enough to put my head in the mangle.
Now, wait a minute, Groucho. I might be interested in this laundromat business. While the machines are doing the laundry, I could sing to the people.
Novel idea, and Levan could accompany you on the Bendix.
Groucho, you're just trying to make a sucker out of me. Let me tell you something, Groucho Marx. The man doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. That can make a fool out of Jolson. I wasn't born yesterday, you know.
Well, that's the understatement of the year. How would you like to buy Arthur Murray's dancing school?
Now, wait a minute. That interests me. Groucho, do you have Arthur Murray's power of attorney?
I don't know. Bring his attorney around sometime and I'll wrestle him.
Oh. You're crazy.
You think I'm crazy? You ought to see my brother Groucho.
But you're Groucho.
I am?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that explains why I played the harp so badly today.
Groucho, you're driving me nuts. Once and for all, I don't want to buy anything.
You're not going to buy anything. I'm going to President Truman and sell him Alaska.
Just a minute, Groucho. The United States already owns Alaska. They bought it from the Russians.
Well, I haven't been reading the papers lately. I didn't know we were doing business with them again. So long.
Folks, I guess that most people know that a good many of the songs I sing were written many years ago. Yes, many years ago. But I believe that a song about a girl, romance, and love can never grow old. And I think that this song I'm going to sing now, well, I think it proves my point. Marquita, Marquita, I still hear you calling me back to your arms once again.
I still feel the spell of your last kiss upon me. Since then, life has all been in vain. All has been sadness without you, Marquita. Each day finds me lonely and blue. My poor heart is broken. I want you, Marquita. I need you, Marquita. I do. My poor heart is broken. I want you, Marquita. I need you, Marquita.
Good night, everybody.
Jolson Show was released for listeners in the United States by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, and rebroadcast to our men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.